So damn foolish, as you already had what you came for, you idiot. She was still berating herself when the rustling stopped just meters away. A sensation of terror gnawed at her stomach, and she fought to conceal her heavy breathing as something zipped past her shoulder and lodged itself deeply into the thick base of a tree trunk, off to her right. The glinting of a long metal blade had her jumping to her feet, and without looking back, she leapt manically forward through the dense shrubs, her matted and mud-drenched black hair slapping against her face to leave layers of grime with each lash. "Don't look back. You know what's there. Please, God." The edge of the forest was less than 20 meters away, and the boat ready to go at a moment's notice, and even with her pursuers so close behind, the sight of dim moonlight ahead offered her a spur of encouragement. With a high-pitched grunt, she began bounding over the thick vegetation like a long jumper approaching the board, and as she closed the distance, her fists clenched ever tighter. She had already gone through too much to give up now, but as she reached the last tree and caught a clear glimpse of the welcoming expanse of water and the waiting boat, her heart sank. The limp body of Miguel lay slumped across the port railing, and the small vessel was already being swept away by the current, with no one at its helm. "No," was all she managed, as something heavy slammed against the back of her head and sent her tumbling face first into the nearest shrub. Dazed and with her ears ringing from the crippling blow, she shakily clambered to her feet, just as another vicious blow descended on the exact same spot as the first, and she collapsed back onto the ground with a yelp. The rustling of leaves being swept aside could be heard from all directions, and as she felt the sensation of warm blood trickling down her cheek, something drew close to the back of her head and began sniffing at the wound. As Audrey Banford fought against impending unconsciousness, she felt a long, moist tongue drag itself across the back of her neck and then move further down her cheek. After a single lap, the tongue retreated and a cacophony of clicking sounds filled the air as the fallen woman was roughly rolled onto her back. What she could now see caused her to expel a shaky breath, and her entire body began to tremble. She knew what this creature was, but the knowledge did nothing to calm her as her gaze moved upwards to the thick tendrils protruding from its head. And then she stared directly into those unnaturally large eyes. The sounds of sniffing continued, although a flap of dry skin hung down where its nose should have been, and below that was a mouth with scarred lips and chipped teeth, worn down almost to their roots, yet sharp and pointed, grimacing at her menacingly.
"I'm sorry, I can give it back," she pleaded, as a hand with a bird's talons for fingernails clasped itself around her throat briefly, before releasing its grip and silently moving backwards away from her. A number of dark silhouettes now appeared amidst the thick vegetation all around, and Audrey dragged herself to her feet and stood shakily before the gathering figures, her knees struggling to support her.
"Please forgive me,"
she began, stretching out her palms in submission.
"I meant no harm."
The beast cocked its head to one side, as if considering her request. But then it straightened up and ominously shook its head slowly as that sound of clicking began to break out afresh amongst the surrounding silhouettes. The woman's breathing grew ever quicker as a new wave of fear swept over her. She had opened her mouth to plead further when something whizzed past her with such speed that it appeared nothing more than a blur. She felt herself tumble back down to the ground again and was sent rolling into the undergrowth. She tried to expel a scream, but nothing emerged except silence.